The other major study was a HERA study. Can you summarize that?
Yeah, HERA is a very important trial, complementary to the studies we conducted in the United States. They took a different approach, as they had a three-arm trial, but here the trastuzumab was given always sequentially to chemotherapy and radiation therapy. So the three arms were chemotherapy, radiation as per standard of care, then another arm that allowed trastuzumab for 1 year, then another arm that allowed trastuzumab for 2 years. In that trial, the trastuzumab was given once every 3 weeks, whereas in our studies, we gave it once per week. We have data based on the presentation at ASCO and the subsequent publication in the New England in October 2005 that using sequential trastuzumab after the completion of chemotherapy and radiation is also very effective in decreasing relapse. There are several issues related to HERA that are important for practice. Number one, only about 26% of patients received both anthracyclines and taxanes in the adjuvant setting. So the chemotherapy administered was actually quite a bit different than the chemotherapy we administered in the United States studies. There were actually a few patients who didn't even receive anthracyclines, about 6% of patients. So we need to continue following up the curves in terms of outcome of HERA, because I'm a little bit concerned that in spite of HERA enrolling about 33% of patients with node-negative breast cancer, which would have led, in my opinion, to a better ultimate outcome for patients in the control arm, it appears, at least at this time, that the patients in the control arm of HERA did a little bit worse than the patients in the control arm in the U.S. studies, which may be a reflection of either differential outcome of patients based on the country they received the treatment at, but also it may be that chemotherapy plays an important role, at least in the setting of HER2-positive breast cancer, especially the use of anthracyclines and taxanes.
Well, I guess particularly taxanes, because I think most patients didn't get taxanes in here. Is that correct?
That is right. 74% of the patients did not receive taxanes.
And in those that did, and of course, now we're really getting into smaller numbers and subsetting, the effect of trastuzumab didn't seem to be as great.
Exactly. Very good point, which has been missed by many people. This is critically important because NIDA31 did not show a dramatic benefit of using trastuzumab in a sequential fashion to chemotherapy, and our data are actually not that dissimilar to the data in the HERA study for the HERA patients who received both anthracyclines and taxanes.